Hello, listening friends. This is Keith Kaiser coming to you once again for Manna in the Morning with a study from God's Word. Today, continuing in our study in the Upper Room Ministry of Christ, our reading begins in John chapter 14, verse 14. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever. This is a tremendous promise of the Lord Jesus. Again, we're talking about the future service of his disciples for him. How were they possibly to undertake the great work of going into all the world and preaching the gospel to every creature? How could they reasonably expect that in nations where paganism abounded and there were many other idols and belief choices, that people would suddenly turn and embrace this new message? They were going to be going in the power of the Holy Spirit. It was going to be the Lord Jesus continuing his work through them by his Spirit. So they need not fear as they embark on this new venture of service for the Lord Jesus. He gives them the promise, if you'll ask anything in my name, I will do it. And so we see that the gospel within one generation in the hands of these intrepid disciples who went forth preaching in the power and energy of the Holy Spirit, they spread the gospel from one end of the Roman Empire to the other, and the gospel even penetrated into Caesar's household. For Paul speaks about that in the Epistle to the Philippians, saying that some in the very household of Caesar had believed, and that they greeted the saints. Now here the Lord Jesus gives us the flip side. He tells us what he will do. He will do anything that we ask in his name. Of course, we learned in a previous study that that must be according to his authority and his will. His name is the controlling factor. But that's what he will do. He will do what we ask. But what we are to do then is found in verse 15. If ye love me, keep my commandments. It's no good saying I love the Lord Jesus, but I'm not interested in obeying him. Many people wouldn't be so bold as to formulate the statement that way, but that's the way they think and what they believe in their hearts. They think, yes, I want to call myself a Christian. I want to have a bit of fire insurance. I want to know I won't be in hell. I want to know I'll be in heaven. I want to know I'll see my family members again who were Christians. And so I'll say I'm a Christian. And I'll come out to church sometimes. But I don't really want to live for the Lord during the week. I don't really want to obey him. My friend, if that's your attitude, then you really have to question whether you've ever been saved in the first place. Because those who come to the Lord Jesus Christ share in his life. The life they now live, they live by faith of the Son of God who loved them and gave himself for them. And so if you don't start to exhibit in your life changes that show the new life of Christ in you, you have to really ask if you've really been born again, if you've really been saved. Of course, dear believer, if you've been saved, this is a great way that we can demonstrate our love for the Lord Jesus. If we love him, we obey what he says. We do what his will is. But you might say, I'm weak and I often fail. How can I be sure that I can keep his commandments? How can I possibly obey the Lord? I've failed so often in my life. Well, the Lord gives us the power. He says in verse 16, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever. This Comforter, or Helper, as some translations have it, would be the Holy Spirit who would come and strengthen us for service and enable us to obey the Lord Jesus and to do his will. He's like the Lord Jesus because he's called another Comforter. There are different words for another in Greek. The particular word used here means another of the same kind. You get this distinction in Galatians 1 when he speaks about the Galatians following after another gospel. And there he uses a different word, meaning another of a different kind. But then he says, which is not another, meaning another of the same kind. In other words, the Galatians were following a message that called itself a gospel, but it wasn't the real thing. Here the Lord Jesus says, I will give you another Comforter, just like me, one that will care for you, meet all your needs, and be perfect in every way.